Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, I'll tell you what. Head chef, sous chefs, radio host. Everybody gets a little tired in the afternoon sometimes. You might need a little energy boost. Mm-hmm. All right. So these are the top three things to eat when you need an energy boost. Now, obviously, these are going to be of the healthier variety as opposed to just, yeah. So first on the list of top three things to eat when you need an energy boost is the complex carbohydrate. Basically, wheat bread, oatmeal, brown rice, beans, potatoes. They break down more slowly than simple carbs, so the energy boost will last longer. Now, you might be like, well, that makes perfect sense.
Sure.
The issue is that generally we're grabbing simple carbs.
Right. Okay. Right? Would potato chips fall into the potatoes, or are they? Obviously, I know just having a regular old potato will be healthier, but from a boost.
No, because simple carb basically means sugar, right? So yeah. They're saying like white bread, candy, most breakfast cereals will spike your blood sugar, even if they give you a little burst of energy. So they're just saying, I think in an ideal world, if you need an energy boost, you eat a sweet potato and that'll keep you rolling.
There you go.
But that's just the thing. But also, you know, a lot of things we do in life are just convenience things.
Of course.
So not everybody has potatoes sitting at your desk.
Or brown rice. You know, potatoes sitting at your desk.
Come on, man. But I feel like it's pretty simple to find a candy or a bag of potato chips, right? But like most buildings will have a vending machine somewhere. And look, that's what vending machines basically are for, right? Is a little quick snack, but generally that's going to be full of just simple carbs and sugar.
Almonds is probably the best thing in that machine.
I'm going to introduce the vending machine of healthy treats. You can get brown rice. You can get a potato. You can get a sweet potato. All that stuff. And go out of business quickly.
Yeah. Let's see. Next on the list of top three things to eat when you need an energy boost, high-fiber foods, including fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts. Miles, you just brought up almonds. That's a good call. They're especially helpful early in the day. Recent study found that 10% of us are getting it. Only 10%, less than 10% are getting enough fiber.
Okay. All
right. So, I mean, that's the other thing, too, when you talk about, like, eating an apple, right? Like, fruit is going to be like nature's candy. But when you eat the whole apple, the outside of it has the fiber in it, kind of counterbalances it.
Oh, right, right.
Like people that are watching carbs, right? You might see how many carbs are in something and then see how much fiber is in it. Then you can subtract that number and realize how many carbs you're actually eating.
You know what? It's not a bad call on that, too. Steve, I know you don't like vegetables. I take a Metamucil every night, and that kind of takes care of my fiber for the day.
Sure.
So it has my daily requirement of fiber. So I don't really have to worry about too many fruits and vegetables in my mind. I do eat them and like them. But they also have these scoops of vegetable powder that actually do not taste bad. And they've got them in all kinds of different flavors.
All right.
And you just stir it into one cup, man, and you have your whole day's worth of vegetables in one scoop as well.
Finally.
So, I mean, I'm just way to cheat it.
Yeah.
You still get what you need, but you don't have to eat them.
Last on the list is the heart-healthy fats. So basically back to like nuts, seeds, avocados, and dark chocolate, your old nickname.
All right. Yes, indeed.
Dark chocolate.
Do you like dark chocolate?
I do. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Huge fan.
It is. I will say this. Be careful with dark chocolate, though. Never forget, it does have some caffeine.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Every once in a while, man. You ever got like just the coffee-flavored dark chocolate? That's pretty good, too. It's got coffee grounds in it.
If I buy dark chocolate, generally it involves almonds and some sea salt.
All right. Sea salt.
Right.
Amazing.
Now, we know what we should be snacking on at night, but basically, new study found 60% of Americans regularly eat after 9 p.m., but that includes people that eat dinner late.
Okay.
All right. In a new survey, 30% of themselves describe themselves as late-night snackers.
I'm right there.
Yeah, this one still throws me off. The bed is the preferred late-night snacking location, 44% of us.
No, I do not eat bed.
It also says, especially if you're young.
Every once in a while. Not very often.
Yeah, I just don't.
I'm with you. And I can be lazy and a big snacker, but I'm just like, I don't know. Something just feels wrong about eating in bed. Yeah. Again, unless I'm at a nice, unless I'm at a hotel and I've ordered room service.
Right.
Got that
fancy
tray. Yeah,
room service, I'll do that.
Let's see. The top reasons we snack at night include hunger, sometimes just bored.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say there's sometimes just like, we're just snacking because we're watching a TV show.
Mm-hmm. You guys ever make popcorn anymore?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while for me. I need to buy some microwave popcorn. Now that I got a new microwave.
I go to Costco all the time. They got that big-ass box of popcorn that I'm good to go for months.
Yeah, I came home to some popcorn last week.
Nice.
Like, what's the occasion? And basically, the occasion was, we have popcorn. Like, cool.
66% of us usually snack alone, so late-night snacking is mostly a solo activity.
I snack alone. Yeah, with nobody else.
That way, I don't have to hear about it.
Yeah, right? I'm just saying, like, it's not hard to figure out. Like,
what are you munching on in there?
Yeah, I mean, look, most of us know you shouldn't be snacking at night.
Yep.
But also, I feel like most of us end up doing it from time to time.
Damn right.
Yeah, so this list is just being honest about it. 2/3 of us say they normally watch something while they eat. Most said TV. But other people said, man, I might just be watching YouTube or TikTok.
I'm usually watching my neighbors. Turn off the lights in my place so they can't see.
Have a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're very good about it and shut down all the screens and stuff in your house, you know, an hour or two before bed, I doubt you're going to open a bag of chips. But I don't know. You're watching a comedy show. It's 10:30, 11. Like, I'm not going to sleep for a while. Maybe just have a couple chips.
This week my snack I picked was a sleeve of, like, I don't know, rosemary crackers.
Okay.
Ooh,
and
yes.
Port wine nut-covered cheese log.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at you, Captain Fancy
Pants.
Man,
I know. It's amazing. I get, like, 4 or 5 crackers just.
Let's see. You get a little cheese knife in there, too.
It's been a great snacking week for me.
Get some salami, too, man.
I have pepperoni. I can use that.
Boy.
Yep.
There you go. Let's see. Sweet stuff is more popular than salty. 80% of us say they usually reach for something sweet if they're snacking at night. 20% said salty snacks.
I'm 50-50 on that. Okay. If I could have both, I will. A little piece of chocolate, a couple of potato chips.
Get the chocolate-covered
pretzels. Yeah, Miles, you're probably right. Because I'm like, man, you
heard
how many times I've said chips already during the segment. I obviously enjoy some chips at night.
Yeah.
But you're right. You might finish it with, like, I don't know, something sweet.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, we know we shouldn't be snacking at night, but the top three favorite midnight snacks are.
Guess. Is ice cream one of them? That's one of mine.
Ice cream?
Okay. Cereal?
I'll just go chips like you're doing.
All right, so it's ice cream, chips, and one more sweet thing.
One more sweet. Is it just general candy?
Chocolate?
Nope.
No.
Not candy, not chocolate.
Something most people just have at home.
Yeah, you could buy them. You could make them at home.
Cookies?
Cookies.
That's the top three favorite midnight snacks are cookies, ice cream, and chips. I don't know. That could be one of those things, too. Like, if you're obviously having a snack at midnight, you probably know what you're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, screw it. I'm having ice cream.
Exactly. You're being naughty anyway, so let's go full-fledged.
Well, my problem is this. I'll have a really nice, healthy dinner. I'll have a salad and a piece of fish or whatever.
Yeah.
9 o'clock, I'm like, I can eat whatever snack I want.
Damn
right. I had a healthy dinner. And just blow the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I'm with you. You're like, I don't know what's going on. It's like, well, just we got to stay out of that cabinet.
It's like the
9 p.m.
It's like the trap of the small Reese cups. Like, oh, I can have 4.
Yep.
5. Thank you, Jeff.
They're minis, though.
Exactly.
Be careful. Chips Ahoy sells a bag of mini Chips Ahoy. Same trap.
Is it?
Not that I know.
Okay. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.